Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today we're going to talk about conjugating verbs. And I just want to basically expose you to the concept of conjugating verbs. And we're going to conjugate our first verb, just a basic present tense, indicative, active verb here. Okay, this is pretty much the most basic, the easiest verb conjugation that you're going to learn in Greek. Later on, we're going to be learning all kinds of past tenses and future tenses and subjunctive and just all kinds of crazy stuff, passive voice, middle voice. But for now, let's just understand the basics of verb conjugation. And this is a verb that's really, really common. So it's one that you want to know well, and that is the verb echo, all right? And echo means I have. Now, when you look up Greek verbs in the dictionary, this is the form that they're going to be in, this first-person singular, I have, or I do, or I make, or whatever verb you're looking up. This is the form you're going to find in the dictionary, just that present tense, first-person singular, I have form, okay? When we conjugate a verb, what we're doing is we are making it agree with the subject of the sentence in number, in person, etc. So this chart is a chart that I like to use to understand verb conjugations, okay? Now, in the first column here, we have singular, okay? And in the second column, we have plural, all right? So these three words are singular, these three words are plural, okay? Then as far as the horizontal rows, what we have here is first person, second person, and third person, all right? You say, what does that mean? Well, first person is I. First person singular is I. First person plural is we. All right? So first person is when I'm talking about myself. A first person narrative is when the narrator is talking from his point of view. So echo means I have. Singular first person. All right? Plural first person would be we have. Okay? There's more than one of us. That would be echomen. All right? So we have echo, echomen, all right? That's the difference between singular and plural. Second person means you. Now, in Greek, there is a differentiation made between you singular and you plural. Now, in contemporary English, we just say you. Whether it's plural, whether it's singular, we don't differentiate. But in the language of the King James Bible, for example, there is a differentiation made because thou is the singular you and ye is the plural you. And whenever you're reading the Bible and you come across the words that start with a TH, thee, thou, thine, thy, those are all singular. And all the ones that start with a Y, ye, you, your, those are all going to be plural, which is great because you don't lose the meaning that way. Because a lot of verses, it makes a difference whether the you is singular or plural. Greek makes that distinction. The King James Bible makes that distinction. The way that we talk today, we've lost that distinction. A lot of people complain about the King James Version because of the these and the thous, but honestly, they do affect the meaning. And so it's great that we have the these and the thous in our language in the King James Bible. So this right here, second person singular would be thou, and second person plural would be ye. So this is you singular, you plural. This word is pronounced echis, and this is pronounced echete. All right, so echete and echis are the second person, you, singular and plural. Then we have third person. Third person is when we're talking about someone else. So this would be he, she, or it has. He, she, or it has is echi, all right? Echi. And then they have would be echusi, echusi, all right? So we just want to make sure that our verb matches our subject in person and in number, all right? If it didn't match, it would be like if I said, I has, or he have. It wouldn't sound right. It has to match. I have, he has. Okay, so echo, echis, echi, echomen, echete, echusi. Now, a lot of the verbs are going to follow this exact pattern and have these same endings. This o, is, e, omen, ete, usi. So you want to learn those endings. These six endings are very important. Now, I wrote down here at the bottom also the infinitive, which would be to have, all right, which would be echin, all right? In English, this would be the dictionary form. In most languages, the infinitive is the dictionary form, but not in Greek. person singular is going to be the dictionary form, echo, all right? So when you're learning verbs on flashcards or something, it's always going to be that first person form, okay? So this is for Koine Greek. This is biblical Greek, all right? Now, in modern Greek, a couple of these endings have changed just a little bit, okay? Most of them are the same. O, is, e, omen, ete, usi. All right, this one's going to be the same. This one's going to be the same. This one's going to be the same. Now, the first person plural is going to be different in modern Greek. In modern Greek, this word is going to be echume, all right? So there's not a real big difference between echomen and echume. When you pronounce them, it doesn't really sound that different. So it's pretty easy to recognize this word in modern Greek, even if you just know biblical Greek. So just wanted to point that out to you, that there's a slight difference in that one. This one is the same, again, in modern Greek. This ending, again, is a little bit different. Instead of that usi ending, it becomes an un ending, all right? So that would be that word right there. But here's the thing, though. You're going to want to, if your main interest is reading the Bible, you know, these are the six that you're going to want to memorize and focus on. Okay, if your main interest is speaking modern Greek, well, you know, then you're going to want to know these two words as well, these two endings. But honestly, if you went to Greece and used these words, people are going to understand you just fine, okay? Because they're not that different. It's very similar, modern Greek and biblical Greek. Yes, there are differences, but, you know, four of the six are identical, and then the two that are different, well, they just aren't that different. And then also in modern Greek, you don't use the infinitive. They have a different way of handling that. So anyway, I just wanted to expose you to the concept of conjugating verbs. Very important that you memorize these endings, because you're going to be able to use these with a lot of other verbs. And I'll bet you if you go back over some of the lessons we've already done, and as you watch future lessons, if you look out for these endings in the verbs, you're going to see them when we're in the, you know, active, indicative, present tense. Okay, just the basic I have, you have, okay? So again, remember that letter he is that hard H sound, he. So this is echo, echis, echi, echomen, echete, echusi. Hopefully you're writing these down and drawing this chart and practicing. In the next video, we're going to be going over John chapter 6, verse 48, and we're going to talk more about nouns and the different case endings. We're going to really break that down for you.